Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Duval.
I'm Scotty Cash.
What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing pre-Chicago Comic-Con week?
Hey, guess who? Hey, guess who's back from San Diego?
yes, Duval. You've been back
Toy Guru.
Toy Guru's back from San Diego.
Is that who you're talking about?
No.
Guess who's back and brought us all our cool stuff?
Yeah, well.
Duval!
Yeah, I hooked my buddies up. What can I say?
You're a good person.
You are a good person. And we're going to talk about some of your experiences with San Diego Comic-Con today.
Oh, goody.
But before we get into that, I do want to talk about our website.
Yeah, new website.
Because we've had a lot of changes on our website in this past week.
Relaunch!
Relaunch, that's right. That new toy smell is a year old now, so we thought it'd be a good idea to kind of reboot a little bit and...
Took the training wheels off.
That's a good way to put it.
We are getting old.
The website looks a lot better now. It's much more organized. It's a lot easier to find all of our stuff. You guys should check it out. If you haven't been there already, www.thatnewtoysmell.com. Make sure you head on over there.
Hey, we're also giving away toys.
We are giving away toys.
I want a toy.
That's right.
We got that toy.
We are right in the middle of our hero giveaway. Right now, you can enter for a chance to win a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive hero, autographed by the Four Horsemen,
dun, dun, dun.
As well as some other cool Masters of the Universe goodies. So, again, you guys want to enter the contest.
Autographed. Did you say autographed?
Autographed.
Four
Horsemen. Signatures on the box.
Wow.
That's right.
And the packaging.
That's right.
And you get...
all kinds of other stuff. You get...
Duval.
He comes with it.
My wife's going to be really, really ticked off.
You have to pay for shipping, though.
But there are a lot of good stuff added in there with Heroes. So if you guys want to enter the contest, it's free. Just head on over to thatnewtoysmell.com and click on the banner. All right. Now that we got all the self-promotion out of the way.
Right. Well, it's actually free before we get on. It's really free.
It really is
free.
Yeah,
it is free. It is free.
There's actually no catch.
There's no catch.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, you're not paying shipping or anything. That's all on us. We'll take care of you. You enter, you win. We ship the stuff out to you. It's pretty cool.
It's a good chance to get this figure that's already sold out on MattyCollector.com.
Yes, it is.
How fast did that sell out?
Only took
two hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Which is a little longer than it's been taking, which is kind of surprising.
Well, they probably made a ton of
him. I'm wondering if they upped the amount on him.
Well, they said, and I think it was Toy Fair or something else I read, they said that they upped all of them again, and then upped Hero to, like, ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what you got to think about is that they made two different versions of Hero, basically. Well, they made more than two different versions. They made three different versions of the Gemstones.
That's right. And then
there's two different versions of the actual figure, one with the San Diego Comic-Con sticker underneath his armor and one without.
What color stone did you end up getting?
I haven't opened mine yet. I ordered one off Maddie so I could have one to open. My San Diego Comic-Con one's going to stay enclosed in its protective Zola World case.
I have a red one.
I got purple.
You got purple?
Totally lying. Got green.
You got green?
Which is okay.
Green.
I wanted green.
It's funny because
get-go.
I actually wanted green or purple, and then I got red. So,
right.
I mean, I that's the way it goes.
The only reason I want green is because it's
the original. It's the original, yep. And that's why I liked it, too. And I would have taken purple just because it's one of my favorite colors. The red was the one I was least interested in, and that's the one I got. But I can't complain. I'm glad I've got that figure.
Right.
It's a sweet
figure. Yeah, at least we have at least one of them.
That's right. That's right. All the other Mattel exclusives went on sale yesterday, and as far as I know, they are still available. So if you guys want to grab, like, the awesome Egon figure or the Buzz Lightyear or any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, according to Maddie's Facebook page today, they did mention that Heroes sold out. And they also said that the Egon and the Wonder Twins probably weren't going to last much longer. So
you guys better get over to MattyCollector.com.
Can you still get the monkey from the...
No, Gleek is gone.
I wonder what they're doing with him.
Gleek was gone. He was only available at San Diego. They ran out of him while they were at San Diego.
Oh.
So the last day worth of people didn't even get Gleek. And then it caused a big problem because Mattel went back and found a whole case of them. And they gave them to thefoosh.com to give out to their members. So... yeah, that caused kind of a big stir on the internet this week, actually.
Let's be honest. It's a big convention. It's easy to lose something like that, especially when you're one of the bigger of the companies selling merchandise. It's pretty easy to lose a case, let's be honest. It was a case of small little monkeys in plastic bags. And the fact that they did lose those, and, well, they sold out of the Wonder Twins. So once they sold out and then they found this box, what else are you going to do with 100 Gleeks?
Okay, but in their argument... It's one of your exclusives. It's the reason you're there. It's the reason that you promote your site. You promote your everything. You don't lose a box of the one thing the people are going to buy this two-pack for it to get this extra monkey when you can buy it later on. You don't do that. True. That's just silly.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree, nor do I agree, but I'm just saying, you know, this is what happened, and this is their response to everyone and how they explained why they gave these Gleeks away, so.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into, like, anti-Mattel stuff this week, but there was another thing I wanted to bring up, too. The Buzz Lightyear figure kind of bamboozled all of us, I think.
It didn't bamboozle me.
Because I was completely under the impression... Yeah, you didn't. I was completely under the impression that all of the Buzz Lightyear figures at the convention were going to have the Andy written on the foot, and apparently that was a Chase figure, so only a small amount of them did. So the one that came back for me didn't have it, and the one that came back for Dirt didn't have it, but the one that came back for Scott had it.
All right. And it's funny because you guys all paid for the figure... And I got the review sample from Maddie.
Yep, Scotty picked up the review to write the review.
You're all right.
And it just so happened to be the Chase one. But
I blame myself because I was supposed to switch those out before I gave them to Scott so I could have it.
And I ran away fast.
But I can't even really be too mad about that. I just kind of wish Mattel would have cleared that up a little bit before the convention.
Definitely. Because even on our last podcast, I think you and Doug were saying, the only reason I'm getting the one from San Diego is because it says Andy on the foot.
It has the Andy on the foot.
Because you can get it for $10 cheaper in the store in like a month.
Yeah.
Or right now, they're on sale at Toys R Us.
There you go.
Are already at Toys R Us.
But it doesn't have the space shuttle.
Same figure?
Yeah, that same figure. It just doesn't have the space shuttle packaging.
Well, which makes the figure. Yeah. I love that packaging.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
Because the dimensions of him and that package, it's smaller than like the movie, but it's kind of like the same.
Right,
you know what I mean?
It's cool because it's very movie accurate. Like the package all the way around looks exactly like it did in the movie.
So the same things and everything.
Yeah, so that's awesome. That's exciting. That's really cool. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and talk about some more San Diego stuff. Duvall, you went there without all of us. So,
my God,
how did that go for you? You regret it?
Let me sum it up by saying the San Diego Line Con was not the most entertaining thing I've been to in the last couple of years. Let me put it this way. I've been to San Diego Comic-Con 2 years in a row now, and last year I thought was bad, and last year was the start of the Twilighters taking over the entire convention for a day. And let me tell you what, this year they took over the very first day of the convention, and it was stressful carrying all these bags of Maddie merchandise back to our hotel trying to fight that crowd and get through. I was like, all I want to do is go back to my hotel, people. Get out of my way. And all of these people just would not let me through. It was pretty frustrating. Other than that, I don't know. There were some cool things come out. I got to meet Jimmy Fallon. That was kind of cool.
That is cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. He's a nice guy. That's about it, really, star-wise, that I actually got to meet.
Was Virgil there?
Who?
My guy Virgil?
Virgil.
No, luckily.
Virgil, we'll see him this weekend, we'll see him in Chicago. Sure.
I'm going to interview with him, FYI.
Good. Let's see what else can I do. Well, you know, a lot of the stuff in person was really cool. The Maddie Palooza panel was pretty cool. At the Q&A session, I actually did get up and ask a question, but beforehand I told them the story about how I was texting you back and forth, and you were a little too excited and might have made a mess in the seat at your work. And
great.
As soon as I mentioned your name, of course, the place erupted in cheers.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, which was
pretty guys,
cool.
You guys are awesome,
by the
way.
Which is pretty cool.
I wish I was there to see that. Or to hear that.
Yeah, nobody knows me, but you say Pixel Dan and they're sure as poop like, oh yeah!
I'm internet famous.
He's He-Man.org guy.
I'm He-Man.org famous.
That's crap. But, I don't know, the new He-Man figures in person were really cool. The all the Movie Master stuff and the new DC Universe stuff coming out from Mattel was really cool. The Hasbro stuff was cool because they had these huge dioramas set up for G.I. Joe and for Star Wars and for Marvel Universe. They had the actual Camaro used in Transformers for Bumblebee there. There was some cool stuff.
So you got to meet Bumblebee then?
Well, I got to stand next to it in front of this big black line that said, do not touch or we kill.
What? Do not touch or we kill.
Or Megatron eats you.
Megatron eats you.
That's pretty much what it said. I don't know what questions you guys have for me about that, so maybe I can prep you mentally for what you are.
Yeah, because we're doing this next year. I know that, because I've never been to San Diego Comic-Con before.
I've already started a jar full of, like, I only got like 60 cents. I'm going next year. I'm going next year.
Absolutely.
If I have
it'll
to walk
fun.
There.
I'm sure I know what you're talking about once we get there, though, because it's going to be hectic. I know that, especially since we'll be running around working.
If it's like twice as bad as Chicago, yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not only is it twice as bad, it's 10 times as bad. We
is that possible?
one of the guys I went with, his name's Mike Klein. He's a good buddy. Lives in St. Louis. We invented a new word for the people who like to just randomly chill out and like stop in the middle of the pathway and look. The stopsies.
The stopsies. Yes,
they're a little annoying.
You know what gets rid of stopsies?
You.
Scotsies.
Yeah.
Scotsies.
Scotsies runs into stopsies.
Good game.
Yep.
It's a good game. I was telling people about that game.
Hey, see, taking Scott with us to San Diego will probably help the situation.
I'm like Ram Man.
Ram Man.
That's right.
Either that or Scott will run into the wrong person who's in line with the wrong like cosplayer group, and then all hell will break loose.
I want to see Scotty fight some cosplayers.
I don't know what that is.
Are you kidding?
I'll fight one.
Those are the people that wear costumes at conventions.
Oh, and carry the signs that say free hugs.
I got tattoos, dude. I'm tough.
Could you imagine the video footage we could get out of Scotty versus the cosplayers?
Oh, my God.
It'd be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah. Well, I hope that happens.
Scotty versus Batman.
I'm
going to
keep my fingers crossed for that.
Let's see. The Hasbro and Mattel toy shop lines were a little out of control this year again.
They will never not be. People are always complaining about those. Those are always going to be like
here's
that.
My favorite story is that on Saturday, Mattel was completely sold out of pretty much all their exclusives. They're gone. They had signs up that said sold out, sold out, sold out.
Did they bring it back Sunday?
No, they were gone, dude. The rest of the convention was sold out. So
it sucks.
And you could just walk into their line. Hasbro, on the other hand, still had every single convention exclusive available for sale. And I literally on Saturday walked in the line and spent another $40 on stuff just because I was like, cool, there's nobody in the line. I'm going to walk in there.
Yeah.
And Hasbro also put all their stuff up the day after the convention was over and had single thing up on HasbroToyShop.com.
Like Joe's?
Yeah. They had the G.I. Joe exclusives, the Star Wars exclusives.
Did you get you a Luke Skywalker smile with the ladder?
I did not get the smiling Luke Skywalker.
You've changed.
The Marvel Legends exclusives were up there.
Yeah.
What else? They had a bunch.
Speaking of...
They went up really quick.
Speaking of exclusives, are we getting anything from Chicago?
There aren't any really exclusives at Chicago this year.
The bad thing. Okay, let's put it in perspective. If anyone has looked and seen that it's no longer Wizard World Chicago, it's actually the Chicago Comic-Con again, presented by Wizard Comics, which is what it was years ago before Wizard actually bought the rights to all those. They have since sold the rights off to all of those conventions because they can no longer run them properly. And now another company is running those conventions. And unfortunately, in the last couple of years, the major toy show, the major toy companies haven't supported that convention at all. So Hasbro and Mattel, I don't think they've supported it since
She-Ra. Two or three years.
Yeah, it's
3 years.
It's been three years.
3 years at least. Probably more.
Yeah.
She-Ra was the last time that Mattel and Hasbro were at the Chicago
Comic-Con.
She-Ra
was the last time we were there.
Right. Well, last time.
Well, I was there last year. You weren't.
Oh, that's right. What did I have? A wedding or
you
something?
You had a wedding, yeah.
Silly wedding. Silly Ben's, if you're listening. Who gets married during Comic-Con?
Yeah, come on now.
Jeez.
Well, also, I think it's going to turn around, honestly. And also, because starting next year in, April or May, we're also going to have, the C2E2 or whatever it is.
Yeah,
is the other Comic-Con coming to Chicago.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two of them in Chicago every year now. One in the spring and one in
one
the
in
summer.
The summer, which is actually put on by the guys who put on the
New York Comic-Con. Yeah. So I think Chicago is going to start getting bigger again now.
With that convention, yeah.
And we'll start seeing the toy companies coming back to Chicago, and we'll start seeing exclusives.
Yeah, which, of course, we'll be there to cover that convention as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's in Chicago. It's so close to us. There's no reason we're not going to go to those. I love conventions. And enough of them don't come around the Midwest, and it's hard for me to get out of this area to go to the bigger ones. So the more that want to come here, the happier I am.
Yeah, true.
They need a He-Man convention.
A He-Man. That would be awesome.
I was on .org the other day, and I seen this post where they have a monthly He-Man meeting in Chicago, and there's about 20
The Chicago Horde?
Yeah,
the Chicago Horde?
We need to go hang out with them.
We should go hang out with the Chicago Horde. Chicago Horde, we want to come hang out with you guys.
I sent one of them a PM, and I don't know if they just haven't been on yet, or if I'm just not Pixel Dan. But
yeah,
I didn't get anything back.
Maybe I'll get your hookup.
Okay. See what you can do, He-Man.org.
Maybe any of those guys listening, maybe you guys should get a hold of us. We're in Springfield. That's not too far
away
from Chicago.
They're like, I hate you, you're fat, Scott. I was like, what?
That's what they said?
No, but they probably were thinking.
Oh, weak.
Maybe and that's not very nice.
That isn't very nice.
I'm pretty sure that's what the stormtroopers think every time they see you.
I will stormtroopers.
No, you won't.
No, but with there being there's a Star Wars celebration and there's a G.I. Joe con, we do need a He-Man convention. Why don't we have one of those?
Because I don't know. That's a good question.
That would be awesome. I would be all over that.
You know,
have no idea.
I think part of it is because unlike Star Wars and G.I. Joe, He-Man just doesn't have the depth of product that the other two have.
It doesn't have a lasting power, unfortunately. Because He-Man always comes and goes, whereas G.I. Joe and Star Wars have both been around since they came out.
Pretty much. I mean, there was a period in the before the 95 reissue of Star Wars when it came out, and G.I. Joe had a little period there.
G.I. Joe fell off for a little while, but yeah, they've both been running strong for a long time.
And oh, yeah.
It would be cool to go to a He-Man convention.
I think Star Wars is steady, but I don't think G.I. Joe's anything more than He-Man, because G.I. Joe kind of fell off the planet for a while when they went from them crazy, crappy G.I. Joes that were like, you know, $2.99 with the weapons that were on the plastic thing, you know, that had like, you know, a shiny, flashy, bright ninja guy. They disappeared for about, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7, 8 years.
They tried to do that five inch line for a while. Or what was it called? Extreme G.I. Joe Extreme.
Yeah, which was bad. And then they had them Sergeant whatever guys.
And they I even remember they tried recently when they switched everything to those 8 inch crazy style ones.
G.I. Joe Sigma Six.
Yeah, those were awesome. I had a couple of those.
They went to Sigma Six for about a year and then went back to the 3 3/4 inch. So G.I. Joe has jumped all over the place, but they've been pretty steady.
They've always had comics.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
He-Man just can't catch a break. Hopefully this time they are.
I think he's here to stay for a while.
I hope so. It's doing really good. I know this line's already doing tons better than it did in 2002 when they were warming pegs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, at least
because they don't make a 457 triclopses now.
Yeah, that's true.
Million, I meant.
They never made that many triclopses. They only made that many He-Man and Skeletor. That was the issue, remember?
Oh, whatever.
You'd be like, I need to buy triclops, but I can't find them because there is another Battle Armor He-Man. What was it? Spinblade He-Man.
I
never had Battle Armor. They had Sound. Sound Guy He-Man.
Battle Sound He-Man.
Yeah, Battle Sound, yeah.
Battle everything in that line.
That was always the worst part about the 2002 line was that you would open a case up and go, wow, there's like one of the three different characters they're releasing in this wave, and then everything else in this case is either He-Man or Skeletor.
Yeah. They would pack cases with like, you know, 6 He-Mans and 6 Skeletors and 1 Triclops. Even though the wave was like He-Man, Skeletor, Triclops, Man-at-Arms, you know, it would get totally ripped off. It was awful. And that's that, my friends, is why Masters Universe Classics is only being sold online, because the retailers want nothing to do with He-Man after 2002.
Yep.
They're talking if this movie...
If they get a movie, they'll get retail again.
Hey, I cannot wait for the day I get to walk in and see He-Man on a peg.
That'll be great, won't it?
No, I just hope it's not Splendbait.
You know they'll do
He-Man and there's 100 of them.
Well, if there's a movie, there'll be movie-based figures first. But that'll be their key to get back into
a store.
Yeah,
that'll be their foot in the door.
Because when they're pushing a huge movie, that's going to obviously be a huge hit. That's when all the retail stores are going to go, hey, we will carry your toys. We want to promote this movie.
Only if they don't do the He-Man that is in the back of that art book, because that's silly.
Yeah, I did not like that
Space
either.
Shuttle guy, black suit He-Man guy. That's what they call
him. They just have a tendency to get too far away from the mythos of He-Man when they're like, let's make a He-Man movie, but we'll make it very sci-fi. It doesn't need to be sci-fi. There's science fiction in the Masters of the Universe realm.
Well, there's always it's technology and magic combined.
That's what it's supposed to be. But
it was always more magic than technology at the time.
Supposed to look very barbaric and very, you know...
I mean,
they always take the wrong route when it comes to the movies, I think. Or like,
yes, you're right.
Like, I liked the 80s movie, but it was so far off from what it should have been, you know? I mean...
Well, although Skeletor is pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked Skeletor in that movie.
I like Frank Langella.
I liked that movie. I really won't say anything
about it. I still watch
that movie. Yeah, that movie was cool. I liked that movie. It's not what I would have hoped for from a He-Man movie, though. Or not what it should have been, you
know? It's no Secret of the Sword.
Exactly. It's no Secret of the Sword.
Well, it can't be any worse than what they're doing to your boy, Kal-El on Smallville this year.
Yeah. That's true.
Smallville.
Big old black trench coat and a black Superman suit.
That's the super costume.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Sure is.
Smallville kind of makes me angry because it's like I want to try so hard to like that show and then they keep doing stupid
stuff.
I'm
hooked. I can't.
I know.
Get out. It's
I finally quit last season. I was like, I'm out. I can't
do like,
it.
They built Doomsday up the entire season. What, the fight lasted all of what, like 3 minutes?
No, like 3 seconds. It was like it was like punch, throw, done.
Really? I'm like, you
it
guys built Doomsday up and then.
Well, then like just... 2 seasons ago, they're like, you know, here's Bizarro. Oh, my. And you're just like, I cannot wait for next season. And they're like, yep. You know, punch, throw, dead.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Bizarro was there and gone. And it was
Bizarro
just...
Bizarro should have been half or even a full season worth of stuff.
Should have been.
But...
Well, we are jumping all over the place.
Yeah, that's all right. We're interested. We're
we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But let's go ahead and wrap things up. Guys, Chicago Comic-Con is this weekend, and everybody from That New Toy Smell is going to be there. So if you guys are going, all of us, myself, Duvall, Scotty Cash, Dirt, even Killen, all of us will be there. So if you guys are in the Chicago area or planning on going to the Chicago Comic-Con, Friday and Saturday, you will find us. So come find us. Come say hi. We'd love to meet you guys.
We'll
It'd
have
be great.
Something on saying that who we are.
Absolutely.
We're not sure what it is yet. Yeah. We're running out of time.
I'll have a That New Toy Smell shirt on.
There you go. Duvall will be wearing a That New Toy Smell shirt.
Good for you.
I'll have my good looks.
What?
I'll also have my good looks.
I think you should just wear a He-Man figure around your neck the entire day.
I can
done deal, yeah. I'm
Scotty can just carry a sign that says Pixel Dan and just walk in front of me.
I'm not carrying nothing. Pixel Dan.
The internet's Pixel Dan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody just bows as we walk by.
Awesome.
It's going to be hard getting interviews when they're crunched over in the tornado position. Sir, could you look up, please?
Sir Pixel Dan.
I can't stare at him with my eyes. He's too holy and
it's
going to
be like coming to America.
Oh, you guys are making my head huge.
Oh, it's already huge.
It's already huge.
I don't know how you get
your necklace on, tough guy.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. We'll see you guys at Chicago Comic Con this weekend. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Scotty Cash.
I'm Duvall.
Take care, gang.